4 CL. Rusty, I don't reckon you out there this early, are you?
Watch out for deer and and all the stupid drivers, that's for sure.
The problem, the deer, they're smarter.
Out front of the cars.
Seen any videos on this DMR yet?
Yet. I was doing some things, bought Mama a new machine to do crafts and everything, so we've been kind of looking at it, figuring out what to do with it, but I haven't looked at the radio part yet.
What? It's something else. There's a lot to it, and it's very technical how it works.
On that, probably one of the first things I'll have to get is a BNC connector for it and get some adapters to be able to hook up, you know, my antenna to it when I'm, you know, going mobile.
To mount it in the vehicle and a microphone.
My Baofeng microphone will fit, right?
Yes.
But a new antenna for my truck, so I'll be able to, you know, whenever I take the Jeep somewhere on a long trip, we'd be able to just switch the mount over and probably, you know, install it in the Jeep. Don't they have a battery that just plugs into the cigarette lighter?
Yeah, they got the battery eliminator for it. The battery on the thing is phenomenal.
Long time, huh?
Well, you got to think, you're not sending out a high power back to the hotspot. So, unless you're talking to a repeater on high power, then you're talking battery drain. But when it's on the digital stuff, you're talking days on a battery. YouTube, and look for Russell's channel. He built a hotspot for like $40. So you don't have to spend a lot of money to have a hotspot where you can use it in your house or on the go without a repeater.
Learn about that. What is it? Just a little circuit board?
Pretty much. It's a circuit board with a little screen on it and an antenna to catch the RF. I mean, like I said, he built it in just a matter of a few minutes, and it's not real hard. You just got to make a few solder connections and then program it is the hardest part.
Sorry.
Channel. Name of the channel right now, something in the oven mitts.
I have so many projects in the works, they won't know which one to do first. I know first thing I gotta do is make Mama a craft table.
Take care of her first, or the rest of them won't matter.
And the stuff she likes, then she don't mind buying me radio stuff.
Cool video, it tells you where to order everything, what you need, and how to put it together, and the whole nine yards. He does real good videos.
Couple of good sites for that 878, right?
Oh yeah, there's lots of YouTube videos on it. If you get on there and look it up, they're all over the place.
Radio Concepts, do one.
This is the 878 unboxing, and in fact, I know he does. That's one of the first ones I watched. But he doesn't get into how the DMR works a whole lot. He kind of brushes over it. Jason at Ham Radio 2.0 does a better job of that. Morning at all either, so I didn't know if you guys talked to him. KK4NXZ, I didn't hear him at all. Yeah, Mike, I'm talking to Ken.
Hear him. I was sitting in the car. It took a couple of minutes for it to defrost. I guess this electric or hybrid car, it must have heat strips in it for the heat for the defrost, because, I mean, it did take no time.
That and the cooling capacity is not real large on that either, so it doesn't take a whole lot to warm it up.
A heavy frost, and it didn't take a minute and a half.
And at least you're getting warm real quick with it.
They had me running all over the place. I stayed in the road half of the day.
I had to take this shop truck, too.
Yep.
Start carrying your handheld with you so you can at least get out when you're on that.
GFW. Yeah, I had to go to Home Depot, I think, about three times. I had to go to Lowe's, and I had to go to Best Buy, and then I had to go to the Harley's Electronics over there on 56. I just left there and got 3 miles down the road and had to go back to something else. And it's like, man, I just stayed in the road.
For HKX, you're like me all day, just running in big circles.
Thing is, I'm learning the roads in Spartanburg.
I know very little about. I mean, I just never have been over there much.
For me, before I started working out here, I mean, I knew where the mall was and the Lowe's, and that's about it.
I know that section there where the mall's at, and that's all I know about Spartanburg.
A tanker pull out from the shoulder in front of me.
That little car.
Real close. I just had to back off. I had a truck beside me, so it wasn't like I could get over.
What? Now it has got real foggy.
We're up here in Spartanburg. They were just showing it down there in, in Greer and Greenville and that.
Yeah, I guess so, because I just passed the Sandy Flat store, and it's just like... another world.
Getting ready to move on the 15th, just out past that rock quarry in Sandy Flats.
That way? I wouldn't mind living out that way.
You know, where I used to work was over there by that rock quarry over there in Piedmont. And it's like anything like that, about once a week you feel the ground shake and that when they're blasting.
Is all the truck traffic up and down 290 here. It's during the daytime, man. You wouldn't believe it, the dump trucks and stuff that are up and down this road and the cement trucks from the cement plant on the other end.
All kinds of gravel all over the place.
Road's in such bad shape. Those trucks are so heavy and they're just constantly beating this poor road to death.
Originally made it, it wasn't intended for all that heavy traffic.
And I had to get a sip of my drink there. But yeah, I'm with you on that. They probably didn't intend for this much traffic to be on this road and this heavy either.
All them subdivisions get built, and then they'll go ahead and start working on the road where it'll be, 5 years before they get it widened out all the way down there to 25.
Start doing that, I'm gonna have to start going up and down 26. Because coming through here will be a nightmare.
Problem in the early morning, but boy, you'll pay for it in the afternoon.
They go up the other side of the mountain. Have to go out of here too when that happens.
Seems like these days they're trying to do as much as they can to make all the little guys fold.
I was over in Poinsett Highway, were reading a news article to me last week about where they're trying to clean that up, and they specifically mentioned the auto repair shops through their KO4HKX.
KW, about having too many cars out there in front.
Cleaning up the neighborhood and getting rid of them.
For them to go. I mean, when they were there, there was nothing there. You should be grandfathered in.
See, but once they take them into the city limit and have to start paying those city taxes, they won't make it. Most of them won't last or won't want to do it, and they'll just fold up because a lot of it's older guys. They'll just say, I'm done.
A little pay for it. like me and you that need to have your car worked on and you can't find no place but the dealership.
I'll pay for it again when I lose all my business over there, too.
Yeah, that.
Whole day right there on that road on Tuesday.
All down the road down here.
Some truck drivers today in. And get some material in there.
One road in, you have a company called Southern States. I guess they make some kind of packaging or cardboard or paper something in that. But man, there's a bunch of trucks go in and out of there. Well, with containers, you know, overseas shipping containers. They'll be scheduled and have an appointment for 9 o'clock to pick up and everything and just never show.
How many of them are out there on the boats? I mean, they probably can't produce them things fast enough.
There's an area right there at 85 and 26 that, man, there's a whole bunch of them all stacked up out there in the field. I don't know what that's all about.
I have no clue on that one. Who knows?
Parking lot, so I'm going to say 73. I hope you have an awesome day. Be careful in all that fog. And I'll try to catch you this afternoon. KN4 TFW.
Take care, Ken. I will keep an ear out for you this afternoon, and I hope you have a good, great day, and maybe you can stay off the roads today. I'll be clear.